think we can take care of this. Yes, good evening, dear listeners, wherever you are finding yourself. Good evening, and it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. And now is the time for business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And we are here from the hour of, 1800 hours until, 1900 hours. This is the platform. This is, the time. This is your show. This is your economic development conversation. Okay. Let's take the caller. Seems like, the conversation has to continue. Yes. Good evening.
Yes. David.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I did not intend to come this time. I wanted you to pick up the phone where those two gentlemen were in the studio.
Okay, now they are gone. It's only me.
There's something that I really wanted to bring to their attention.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming a culture.
Yeah.
And that culture doesn't really help us much.
Yes, what is that?
You know what they call a banking education system?
Banking
or depository education system.
I think you should educate me on that. I'm not really...
Sometimes they call it a banking education system. Anyway.
You are banking. Okay, well, what does it mean?
It's like you are depositing money in the bank.
Oh, okay.
Then perhaps your interest. Remember we were talking about people having access to finance.
Yes.
And we mentioned that it's only most of the majority.
Yeah.
So-called vulnerable community. Who are the major, who's supposed to be major shareholders of those commercial institutions.
Uh-huh.
That they do not have this access to Namibia, security exchange, or many other facilities where they can at least equal health share in terms of wealth creation.
What is your, because I don't want to preempt the conversation which I'm going to have, but I want your view. You know, there is quite ambiguity, especially when it's coming to smaller businesses in Namibia. You find BIPA is saying we are deregistering you if you are not complying with us, because we are also being pressured by authority due to the fact that we are gray listed and businesses must comply. The other thing is also the aspect of saying, no, be accommodative, let people run businesses, give them time and all these things. And now you are at the center. Who are you satisfying and how are these things going to impact us?
You know, my brother.
Yeah.
I was looking for BIPA during the show.
Yeah.
During the trade fair, on the dealer trade fair.
Yeah.
I was always told, they are somewhere outside, they are somewhere at the corner. If that is their issue of not being downgraded or whatever you are saying, is that what you say?
Yeah, because look, we are given until...
I have the newspaper here.
I think that is just one of the requirements. Well, at the center of that recommendation from Financial Action Task Force was to make sure that the aspect of beneficiary ownership and all those things must be clarified.
Okay. Yeah. I see the paper here. BIPA swings acts on dormant entities. Dormant entity means that there are entities who are not operating.
Why are
you have register?
Yeah.
And if the requirement, you know, for you to operate.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe for BIPA it's different because the company that works.
Okay, but that one we can handle it very well. Let's look at that.
Let me say to listen to your lecture. But I only wanted to come in with those gentlemen, young men who were there.
Oh, okay. It's not going
but
to...
what they are promoting.
Yeah.
I always say this to them.
Okay.
Even in any proceeding, any conversation.
Yeah.
You can't just utilize for the whole of 2 hours and you are just talking to yourself. Oh, what, that is what I call banging education. It's a system that was here during the colonial system and also apartheid. That's why we talk sometimes we don't have the capacity, the skill, and what.
You know what?
They have to come. I don't know exactly. They come. They start at 2. I'm no sorry for doing these things. That they are also listening anyway. It's not a private kind of a thing, or not an attack.
No. Look, it's just a matter of putting things out there. There is one guy who called me. He's actually working for the Ministry of Eben. It's my friend. They said, no, I was listening to your program. Then he contributed. There are people who are contributing, person that I said, no, you must call on air so we can discuss about these issues.
Yes, now, if I have to listen, sometimes I miss my lecture.
Yeah.
And then I have to be listening throughout. Whatever opinion that I have, I'm not saying it's meaningful enough. But for you, I mean, you know, we are accustomed to this thing.
Yeah, but yeah, let's see how we can handle it. We can work it out.
They must change. Otherwise, they will tell us. I know. I even told this to the people.
Okay, you say prices
on groceries are still the best in town. 4 kilos of real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 189.99 Namibian dollars. 84 grams of Robertson's chicken spice, just 13.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, just 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 700 milliliter Wellington's tomato sauce, just 25.99 Namibian dollars. 2 liters of Wright brand sunflower oil, just 68.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 kilogram bag of Pasta King elbow pasta, just 44.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at USAVE.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know.
Yes, we are with business and economic segment. We are with business and economic segment, and conversation they cut across. As we indicated, as always, conversation of economics, conversation of on governance, and we are indicating to you that we are a talk radio station. A talk radio station. This is where we have conversations. That's why content sometimes can also cut, across, or we can transfer it to another program based on what was discussed. But at the center of that, is business, is economics, and that is the center of human survival. It's the center of humanity, actually, because at the beginning of time, although we were not there, civilization existed when people were doing business. People were already trading. People were already investing. People were already managing their properties, little as they have. Go to hunters and gatherers. Go to pastorals, history. Then you understand throughout civilization to say the conversation about economics, the conversation about the owners of the means of production, the conversation about scarcity of resources and resource distribution. These are the conversation which, existed long time ago. And you know what? These are also conversations that we do not want really to enter into because we think they are only for some people. We think they are only for some people because had we understood a real conversation to say, for example, when scientists were talking about, let us be careful, climate change will have a direct impact on the economy of countries. These are some of the measures that we need to look at. And all the politicians were saying, no, these are just theories and all these things. Then at the end of the day, you have suffered unimaginable consequences of us not having real conversation about the economy. And the fact that we, in most cases, particularly in the African context,
we separate politics and the economy. Separate politics and the economy. We can vote for somebody who is so articulate enough to give us peace of mind and sell us a dream than somebody who is not that real articulate, but he has a game plan with statistics and numbers and also with a visible project. That's why in most cases you see there is a difficulty between politicians and economics, particularly academicians, because things are not moving well. The policy is not in line with what is in the treasurer, in the treasury, and also when it's coming to implementing, there is not enough knowledge about economics. That's why we are always trying to make sure that at the business and economic segment, we simplify this conversation. We look at national, regional, and also international arena. What is happening around the world? What are some of those events which have direct and indirect impact on our economy? What is the relationship between politics and economy? Where are our young people? How is our understanding when it's coming to dealing with issues? And how can we bring about real conversations? How can we bring about real conversations? How can we bring about real conversations? Who own what, where, and how? And as we are always indicating, we always appreciate, those who give their contribution, those who give their views, and also those who bring something on the table, because, you know, the aim is to make sure that one day Namibia will achieve its developmental goals. The aim is to make sure that we must move out of complaining, because when we are in trouble, every person has a role to play. When you are in trouble like this, every person has a role to play. When our young people, bright mind, are losing interest in looking for jobs, that is a concern of the future. Don't think it's only going to impact somebody who is not getting a job. For example, our education graduate. It's also saying something about the kids that we are going to have in the future. How are they going to be taught? Are they going to be taught by distressed teachers who get jobs after 10 years? And how is that going to impact the quality of education? And all this conversation that we need to have, and I like it very much, especially when you find somebody who is in the society and is wealthy enough, but is willing to bring about real conversations about issues, because he understood or she understood that if you have something in a society where people have less, it's still going to be a problem to you. Either people are going to envy you, either people are going to steal from you, either people are going to name you or something. That's why in Africa, when we speak about this African philosophy of saying we need to move together, it must be everywhere. It must, yes, life is competitive, but it must be an aspect of us moving together and also making sure that, you know, when somebody is succeeding doesn't mean that you are failing. It's not real competition. It's about us cooperating and also sharing knowledge. So this is business and economic segment. This is where we discuss SME development. This is where we discuss international issues. And this is your platform, because we are indicating to you that after every conversation that we bring on the table, it could be that you are an expert in a conversation that we are bringing about. And we are always open for input, because that is how we learn. That is how we co-create knowledge and also institutions, because you don't need to say everything that is being presented here. Everything that is being presented here does not need alternative argument. It's not correct at all. That's why we are always indicating to you that you have your democratic right to express your freedom of expression by making sure that you communicate and you ask your question and give your contribution. So it's always crucial to make sure that you follow us in our social media platform. The Villager newspaper is coming out tomorrow, as it has always been the case, coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And make sure that when you have a smartphone, make sure that you have Eagle FM app in your phone. We are moving toward the world of digitalization. One day when you are traveling outside, I was talking to one very beautiful and fantamagorious lady one day at Hilton Hotel. We had a meeting there. It's a professional meeting, actually. And she stated that, no, when I was studying in UK, I used to listen to a program. I used to listen to Eagle FM, and this app is really brilliant, and I like it very much. And I say, yeah, that is what we need. Even when you are outside, you are on a business trip, make sure that you have Eagle FM app and you download the Village newspaper. So let's go and check at what we have. Particularly, let us pay the bills. Then we look at what do we have today? What do we have on the table today? And it's always very important also to look at what are things which are happening around you? What are things which are happening at an international fora? And what do they have? What are some of these events which are happening around? How are they impacting Namibia? How are they impacting the issues of bread and butter? So let us look at, let us pay the bills, then we can come straight to it.
Great news! Import just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, today at Business and Economic segment, we are looking at international event. We are going to international economy. We are going to international economy. We are going to look at issues of the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. And just to put it on the table, to say the world is going through global realignment in terms of who are your partners and who are interested in your interest and who you can work together. And that is the nature of business. Is competitive, but it's a world of multilateralism. And just to give you the state, which is a principle of international relations, to say at an international ground, there is no permanent friends or permanent enemies, but there are always permanent interests. Countries fight today, but tomorrow they are sitting on one table discussing about the project and discussing about helping their people. Now, there is a recently completed 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit where you have economic powerful countries. Because remember, and I want you to have this context. I want you to have this context and also ask yourself, where are we standing as Namibia? What can we learn from this? And are we playing our cards well in terms of international affairs? Or we need to find a way? Because remember, around April there was a FOCAC forum of China-Africa cooperation, where China is one of the economic powerhouse now, sit with African leaders and discuss about cooperations in areas of trade, infrastructure development, investment, training, capacity building, you know, so trade relations and the research. Then not only that, Japan also, as it has always been, hosted, I think the 9th TICAD, that is Tokyo International Cooperation on African Development. Africa, African head of state flew to Japan and discuss about issues of economic development and also economic interest. And we were represented by our Right Honorable Prime Minister and the Minister of International Relations and Trade. And at an African level, loans was pledged there of 5.5 billion and also training of 30,000 AI experts who are Africans and a lot of corporations. At the mixture of that, you also need to understand that at the mixture of that, there is also a planned G20 summit, which will happen in November, from the 20th there. It's going to be hosted in South Africa. Then there is a lot of things going on. Now, there is a very interesting conference, or summit actually, we just recently completed, where countries such as China, Russia, Iran, India, you have Tajikistan, you have also Pakistan there, and few countries, not more than 11, at a meeting, a summit, which has been happening. This one is the 25th summit. And I want you to get this thing correctly. What are some of the highlights of this summit? Because although these countries are in different regional economic bodies, they also have their own economic bodies. And Africa is not part of this. And it's not that Africa did not want, but this is a different agreement. It's a different agreement with different interests about cooperation in terms of trade. And one of the major things which happened is that Chairman Xi Jinping, is the president of China, gave a very strong, powerful speech, especially the first speech and also the keynote speak, where he spoke about global economic order. Yeah, he spoke about respect of United Nations. And just before that, he also spoke about, supporting of multilateralism and economic integration. On top of that, at the center of that, one of the things that was mentioned is the center of, universal center of SCO, that is Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and also the immediate need to develop Shanghai Cooperation Organization Development Bank. Now, what these countries have been doing, and there's an estimation of their combined GDP to be around 30 trillion. They are already doing trade with each other. And one thing which Putin have also indicated, because you can see now Putin is a free man, he's traveling around the world and also participating in international summit. He's calling also for restructuring of international institution, reform of United Nations, and also support what Chairman Xi Jinping is saying. And what is very interesting is that one of the key issues which was stated, especially when you speak about integration, and it's something which I have interest in, especially when you speak about expanding regional integration, Because one of what at the center of that is how do you use your currency. What all these state presidents agreed on is that local currency have been used already. Local currencies have been used already when this country were doing their trade. Local currency have been used already when this country were doing their trade, especially countries or states within Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And they indicated that their GDP growth of this member state exceeded 5%, and their industrial output rose to 4.6%. And what is very interesting is also they did not boast about it, but they just put it there to say this agreement in terms of trade have even bypassed International Monetary Fund, International Monetary Fund's prediction. Yeah, because there is global prediction and there is what people are doing. I say this cooperation, and it's a very powerful cooperation. Then bring it now to Africa. Yes, we are more focused on African continental free trade area. But why are we so selective? Why can't we go to the main issue to say, why are we not accelerating it? We are not accelerating it because we are skeptical. We are skeptical about getting into there. We don't even want to go in with 1 foot. I understand June, 30th of June 2025, we made history by sending 45,000 tons of salt to Nigeria. That is first consignment. But the issue here is that these countries, when they are trading, they are saying they want to come up with their bank, and they also want to increase the utilization of local currencies. The question that we are asking ourselves, why are we not discussing the issue of Pan-African payment settlement system? As these countries, they also speak about this to say, although they are already using their local currencies in terms of trading, which is in itself is what is called de-dollarization. De-dollarization, because what you need to understand is that before 1990, whatever business we are doing with the world, US have been so powerful to make profit from every trade that you are doing at an international level, because we are doing it in US dollars, and they have to get a chunk of that. And the estimations are here to say, in the context of Africa, we lose about $4 billion every year due to this international trade exchange. Now the question is that why are we not becoming part of that? Because when you look at Kenya, when you look at Rwanda, when they are doing their business, they are already part of this. And this is what is going to take us to what we call African Continental Free Trade Area, or liberalization of trade. That is, what is happening, especially with Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. And what is very interesting is also that India is a very interesting character. It's a very interesting character, and they play diplomatic very well, because what you need to understand is that there was also no good relationship between China and India by then, but Narendra Modi managed to speak. I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, they only met once, and they only spoke at BRICS. And one thing which is very interesting is that after this meeting, he indicated that they will resume direct flight between China and India. Direct flight between China and India, and this will also increase capacity, also increase trade routes, and also increase the way they do business. What is also very interesting is that at the center of the discussion of this summit of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit is a need to increase research and development, and it's also the need of using natural medications. And this is a very interesting part. Why an advanced country like China and Russia speak about natural medication? Ask yourself that question. When you have an answer for that question, then you understand also to say, what can we do as Namibians also, or as Africans, to make sure that we don't only call our things which we are using to cure ourselves before this medicine that we do not even know where they come from. And we did not even test them. We don't even know what they are made of, who made them. We consume them in our body. And we are asking ourselves, why are we not, gaining our 100% healthy? Why are we not going there? So those are some of the questions that we also need to ask ourselves. And, the other thing is also that, Narendra Modi was not scared to call out Pakistan, because if you follow history very well, not even history, what had been happening recently, Pakistan, you know, supported some of the attacks in Indian soil, which actually caused the death of around 26 people there. But Narendra Modi called out the Prime Minister of Pakistan to say, we must stop this thing of supporting terrorists and also double standard, and let us focus on real cooperations. Now, the question that you are asking yourself, is that where are we standing as Africans? Where are we standing as Namibia in particular? And what can we do? What can we do? Because you always need to make sure that in a global conversation, even if you are not on the table, You think about how you're going to react to that situation. You have to make sure that you think about how you're going to react to that situation. Where are we? Because in the morning we were discussing to say, for example, if United States attack Venezuela, how is this going to impact global trade on top of the tariffs that already imposed? How is this going to impact? How is this going to impact the price of oil? And what will be our excuse in 2030 when we don't meet 50% of what we are saying we want to do? And life is going to continue. So those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And for your own understanding, is also that when these institutions are meeting, when these head of states are meeting, they are meeting, and I want you to get time, and for those of you who have the internet, you can go just listen to what these presidents are saying. Listen to the, not proposals, they are following the content of previous agreement and looking at where they did not do right. And they are giving reports to say, this is how our trade did when we trade in our local currency. This is how we bypass global prediction. And yeah, it looks far, but when you look yourself in the mirror and say, where am I as a Namibian in all these things when these things are happening? Where am I when countries are talking about using of natural medications? Herbs. And for people who think they are civilized, they start talking, no, these are deadly things, you cannot be used, they are not measured. How can you, just think of how can you commercialize Otombo, for example? You know that it's going to be even sweeter than Hennessy that you guys are feeding yourself and Jameson. It'll be your local product. You just need to commercialize it. Nobody even tried to say, what is in that thing called Otombo? Can you make it? You can put the flavor in it. And those are some of the things that are locally made, and you can commercialize it. And when they are meeting in Europe, they are drinking that. Because to us, everything which is done by a black person is dirty, is backward and all those things. But that is what is taking us backward, and where other countries are taking opportunities from those things. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We have around 16 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are talking about international development. We are talking about international development. And we are also speaking about what have happened, particularly when it's coming to Shanghai Shanghai Cooperation Summit.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM. Yes, from there, it's always very important also to understand one thing, especially moving forward. It's very important to understand one thing, to say it's not all lost. We are not saying there is nothing which have been done. That's one thing that we need to understand. We are not saying there's nothing which was done. That is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that the world is moving there. Where are we? The world is moving there. Where are we? Now, and I'm always impressed, especially when I receive positive news when it's coming to development, whether it's a regional, or at a national level. Because the other time we were speaking on the report by African Peer Review Mechanism of 2025, which spoke about policy coherence, where there is recommendations in countries like Kenya, Ghana, Namibia, and South Africa. And one of the recommendations in Namibia is that there was a bit of no policy coherence between planning and implementation. They spoke about duplication of duties between institutions. They spoke about lack of cooperation between SOEs, academia, private sector, citizens, and the government in terms of planning and implementation. And that is evident that we have seen. And also spoke about and beforehand. The other report of African Peer Review Mechanism again on management of resources, spoke about the need for reformation of SOEs, which we have seen to be the critical, they were supposed to play the critical roles in national development. But what one of the things which have caused, although not entirely on it, is the issue of cadre deployment. These things have been spoken about by thinkers, expert in governance. Cadre deployment in its own term is putting a politician at running an SOE. And I'm not against anybody who is able And the issue of counter deployment is what have destroyed, which is now, I think, is taking up a bit of a peak in terms of South Africa, especially the energy sector, state media, and many other sector, where to say counter deployment is an aspect of sending the comrades to run state-owned enterprises, those who don't make it to parliament, or those who don't make it to other political positions, and sending them there. Then, one of the arguments which was presented is that, you know, these guys from parliament, in South Africa I'm talking about, when they go and visit the others who are running SOEs, they say, no, these guys have beautiful swimming pools, they have beautiful parking and beautiful houses. They say, no, let's come here. Now, the good news, I think SADC is moving forward. One of the good news is that SADC have just released a statement which is indicating that they are launching a new platform for think tanks and national planning entities. Planning entities. Now, being a research graduate researcher myself, at one point at international think tank institution, one of the things I have seen is that there is now a bit of cooperation between politicians and also those who are in think tanks, because those who are in think tanks, they are a bit independent. And this one, in politics, you have to look at the policy and also need to look at the direction of the politics, how things are working. But I think it's also now that the time, if this, what is happening is have been observed, if what is happening have been observed very well, I think we are moving to the right direction, because they are saying, there's a launching of a new platform for think tanks, leading think tanks and national planning entities. Imagine, now, IBPR, for example, is one of the few think tanks that we know, a national planning commission sitting in one seat to say, guys, this is how we are going to move forward. Because after every policy, there's always an analysis at a think tank, and there's always, a different view to say, no, those are just analysts and all those things, but we are not going anywhere. And we have seen these things when you listen very well to political analysis or economic analysis. Just go back 5 years ago. When you listen very well to what these people are saying, although not 100% what I have manifested, you'll be able to pick two or three things that if people could have listened, we would have been somewhere. If people could have listened, would have been somewhere. Riga researchers, they spoke more on SOE's reform. A long time ago. They spoke on the fishing sector. People wrote about these things. They come to public platform and analyze to say this policy is not going to work. People spoke about, they calculate actually. The aspect of adding value to say one day we're going to be hit, and we got hit, and I think it's also quite important also that we are at this juncture where, when you look for example at the very beautiful NDP6, you can also be able to see that it's undeniable that I don't want to say they have listened to everything. I don't want to praise anybody, but you look at what we spoke about, especially in research and development, there is a target to say we're going to invest 1% of the GDP, which is quite an improvement compared to what has been happening. Then we'll see difference and changes. And maybe this platform of SADC region, where you bring about all the think tanks, all the leading think tanks actually, then national planning entities, the National Planning Commission of Namibia, the planning institutes, planning commissions in different countries. They come together and share insight to say, guys, in Botswana, this is how we have dealt with the policies regarding dealing with the diamond, for example. This is how we have dealt with policies regarding sharing of the minerals. And this is how we dealt with the policy of education, how we make practical education, which is needed on the ground. This is how we deal with our TVETs. And the think tanks can also meet and say and share insight. And I think this is one of the, it's the right move. And it's the right move because the coherence must be there. A politician must not run away from an economist when an economist is doing analysis. When a political scientist is doing an analysis, must not be labeled as a sellout. But when he's making prediction which are in your favor, you are praising that person. People must just sit on the table to say, guys, if you want to win, this is how you are going to do it. And we have told you this 10 years ago. But at least now you learn. This is how you, this is where you have to invest money in. This thing is only politically correct, but it's not right. So I think it's a matter of discussions. It's a matter of also Namibians to understand one thing to say. In a country where we are now, we are all Namibians. We understand history and we respect those who fought for our independence and everybody. But the fact of the matter remains that the war against economic inequality, nobody want to go to fight that war. We are so brave enough to go into exile, those who went. But nobody is brave to go into real issues and say, no, this is a war against economic inequality. This is a war against, backwardness. This is a war of emancipation of yourself from mental slavery. The issues of inferiority complex. This is a war of self-respect and also coming to the reality when it's coming to national issues. So I think it's quite a very interesting time. It's quite a very interesting time, especially when you have a lot of things happening around the world, and you also have a lot of things that you want. And everybody want what is on the paper to be wanted is on the ground. And we have around three minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Maybe one of the things that everybody must ask himself or herself is, so what is your role? What is your role when it's coming to national development? What is that you are doing? As a student, what is that you are doing? How many, in terms of maybe in the scale of 1 to 10, how many times you have been complaining and how many times you have tried to change the situation? Because if you do that self-reflection, which is only you who knows to say, I think I've been talking a lot and I did not do anything. I think I should have done something. I should have taken that opportunity. And or I think I should have at least do something instead of blaming somebody. Then you understand that when it's coming to Namibia, everybody must contribute one thing or two. That's why we always make sure that we bring about that part to say, although you are in trouble, there are things that you can do. There are things that you can do. And one of them is learning about real issues. Not only to say, David, play for me this song, this music so I can dance. Yes, entertainment is needed. You need to entertain yourself. But there's also a time where you have to sit and talk about it. Say, no, what is the long-term impact of our entertainment? Well, what is that long-term impact? So, let's take the caller. Hello? Yes, you can call back 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We have around, hello?
Yes, sorry, man.
Hey, we have 2 minutes, ne? Come again?
Let me just take 27 minutes.
You have a stopwatch, ne? Okay, it's fine.
It's true, every one of us has got a responsibility or a role to play. Yeah, like you said, a lot of reforms also necessary, needed, actually. in terms of policy alignment, directions, and things like that.
But I think I also need to give you credit. You know, this thing we have been talking about of research and development, now they want to bring think tanks and national planning entities together.
Please, man, let them do so.
You must also go and contribute there. Go to SADC.
let us remain to there to see how we can supplement and suggest our opinion.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. But a lot of reform, the legal, you see, that's why we are saying it's true there's a need for legal reform, a lot of things that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
But then those that are there, are we leveraging on them what? So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Yes, dear listeners, we came to the end of our conversation. We came to the end of our conversation. We are looking at Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. What are the global economic key players doing? What are the global economic key players doing? How can we move forward? Moving forward. And what we can learn from there, where are we? Where are we? That is a question that everybody must ask. And yeah, I think it's the right time to, it's the right time to give an opportunity to Tuma with Kapate Katoka and also Uncle Fly. And yeah, over to you. And see you to you in the morning. See you, bye bye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Manotano on the edge. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.